Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS.
We are back on Rutherford Issues and some special guests in studio today talking about a very important topic. Richard Boyd is here, TDOC Murfreesboro Day Reporting Center Program Director, along with Javon Verge. Did I say that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. You are also with the correctional counselor with TDOC Murfreesboro Day Reporting. First of all, Richard, maybe explain to me what is Day Reporting Center?
Absolutely. So Day Reporting Center and Community Resource Center, it's an intensive outpatient drug and alcohol treatment program for felony offenders who have a minimum of 18 months or longer on a felony sentence. So they can come to us one of three ways. That would be either the courts directly send them to us after an assessment. If they're currently on probation or parole and their probation officer or social worker feel that they need more intensive treatment, they can make a referral and they come to us that way. It is roughly it can be done in as little as 9 months. Some will take a little bit longer, 12 to 18 months to get through the program. It is a three-phase process. Phase one, they're there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Phase two, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. Phase three, Monday, Thursday. Then they graduate into what's called our aftercare program. We just recently had a graduation of, how many was it, 12?
It was 12. 12. Yeah.
We had 12 of our participants to graduate. Chancellor Wilson is our DRC judge, so it was held in his courtroom. And this is to give those folks who are on, who have committed drug offenses, a second chance. So this is an alternative to incarceration, so that rather than just incarcerating, putting them back out on the street, this is actually giving them the skills that they need to be able to successfully navigate life, jobs, family, all those different types of activities that we do daily. We've also got another side of that, and that's called the Community Resource Center, CRC. And this is for anyone who has ever had a felony conviction in the state of Tennessee. So even if they are no longer actively on probation or parole, or they have completed their sentence within a TDOC facility, they can come to us for all kinds of different services, such as driver's license reinstatement. We can help with the fees to get the driver's license, not to pay their fees for like their interlock device or any fines or fees. We can assist them with educational needs, food stamps, housing applications, applying for schools, colleges, trade schools. It's just somebody who has a need, what I would say is walk through our door and we will absolutely assist you or coordinate getting that need met.
Very nice.
Yeah.
As the a correctional counselor, Javon, what kind of walk us through what you do there?
So I am one of the primary counselors there, and I directly assist people who are in the program. So kind of making sure that they're meeting all the requirements, showing up, getting to class, kind of having that one-on-one support, because not everybody has that support system on when they do leave. So our program and our staff there are that. And so I'm part of that team, and we have a really good team there. As you see, like we had just had 12 people graduate.
Right.
So it's just about that connection and making sure that we are making those connections with people and helping them along the way.
I've heard, we've had several conversations about the drug court and, mm-hmm. you know, how all that works. So this is an integral part in all of that, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So Richard, I know that there is an event coming up here that you want to talk about, and maybe we can talk too about how the public can be involved in that. So why don't you tell us about is it Overdose Awareness Day?
It's Overdose Awareness Day. And I'm going to turn that over to Miss Verge because she has coordinated.
Oh, she's coordinated. Okay.
She's coordinated it for me this year. This is our what year?
This is our fourth year.
This
doing
is our fourth
it, yeah.
year hosting nice. It. So it's grown every year. So Miss Verge, if you'll take it away.
So International Overdose Awareness Day. The actual date for that, like is August 31st, but we are hosting an event on August 28th. International Overdose Awareness Day. So we are throwing this event as a day for the community, just to come together. We're taking action for the cause. We're bringing other resources within Murfreesboro and within the Rutherford County area to take action and provide resources and information to everyone that is in need, whether you're on probation or whether you're just a family member, friend, cousin, uncle, whoever you may be, anyone searching for connection and safety, because this is a we're bringing awareness to this as it impacts all of us. And this is a shared space where you can make those connections, get the resources that you're needing, and just having like having it at the tip of your fingers all in one day.
And that's it's also the reason behind it was it's remembering those who have been affected by overdose statewide and even in Rutherford County because of the opiate crisis that came along and then the fentanyl that's come in after that. Mm-hmm. We've seen a lot of deaths even within my program from accidental fentanyl overdose and even in the community. So it's a remembrance day of that. Mm-hmm. We're also going to be having a balloon release where we, you know, put names, but we've also got counselors there available if someone just needs to connect with someone and speak about a loved one.
So the 28th is Thursday.
Yes,
so that means it's right here upon us. Mm-hmm. So where is it going to be held?
So the event is on August 28th, Thursday, August 28th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's going to be at 1938 South Point Way. This is off of the intersection of Middle Tennessee and Church Street. So kind of back there behind the Waffle House and the, I think it's like Five Bucket Car Wash.
Sudsy Car Wash, yes. Something like that.
It's over there behind there.
And who can come?
anybody can come. It's open to the public.
Nice.
We will have food trucks there. So I know for sure French Dip Subs, Creative Culinary, Pure Green Smoothies and Bowls, and Twisted Cone. We'll have music. Resources including Nashville Cares, Volunteer Behavioral Health, the Department of Safety, substance abuse resources. So I know that we have some of like off the top of my head, like Recovery Court will be there. Different treatment agencies will be there. So if you know someone who's interested in getting treatment, we'll have different treatment agencies there, as well as Greenhouse Ministries and more.
We're also going to have the Justice Bus.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, don't forget that. That's a big one.
Yeah, the Justice Bus is going to be
there. That sounds like a scary ride. It can be, maybe. I don't know. What is the Justice Bus?
So the Justice Bus is, they're going to be providing information regarding legal information. So if you have any questions or concerns, they're a resource there that can assist you with getting that information if you do have any questions about, like, legal fees or how to get in touch with a lawyer or how to get in touch with the courts in just any shape, form, or fashion.
Good. Justice Bus sounded like a bad reality show that I wanted to be part of. So, but it sounds like that is a great resource for those who maybe just have questions about what they can do.
What are the next steps?
Yeah, absolutely. What are the next steps?
Yeah.
And Richard, I think it's important to go along and say, and I know that you've got an event this weekend, but you're kind of a resource for this community too. I guarantee you that we're reaching people out there who have, and maybe it's not them, but a family member at least, yes, that are struggling and they just don't know how to help.
Absolutely.
Reaching out, getting some advice, I'm sure that you can help get people in some direction.
Correct. I've been in this community for, I don't want to say how long, but quite a while. Both my children graduated from local high schools. I'm a graduate of MTSU, so I'm very well plugged into the community, been here. And even though I wasn't born here, I call it home. And one thing I want to talk about also is we've got some of our speakers. We've got Judge Turner and Judge Tidwell who are going to speak. We've also got Will Taylor, who is pretty well known within the recovery community. He's also going to speak at the event. But you know what I say is anyone who needs that help, whether they've got a felony or conviction or not, give us a call. We can at least start the process and point them in the right direction for something. Because what I would rather do is provide a service to someone so that they don't have to have a felony conviction to get our service.
Yeah.
Let's get them connected to Volunteer Behavioral. Let's get them connected with Journey Pure, with Spiro Health. There's a lot of resources here, and that seems to be all the time a problem. People just don't know where do I go to get that. Mm-hmm. So you know what? I'm more than happy to do that for folks.
Well, that's just a great message to know that help is here. And Javon, maybe run over the overdose awareness day event again, the dates, times, place, all that good stuff for us.
Yeah, so everyone's invited. Please come out and join us. Like, it's open to the public. Come get some food, come meet different people, make those connections, and find information that you may be needing. The event is going to be on Thursday, August 28th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 1938 South Point Way. This is at the intersection of Middle Tennessee and Church Street.
Nice. Very good. Well, I do appreciate you both coming in today, and hope you have a great event. We'll continue to tell folks about it this week, okay?
Appreciate it. Thank you.
So
absolutely.
Much.
Our friends joining us here in studio today from the TDOC Murfreesboro Day Reporting Center, the program director, Richard Boyd, and correctional counselor, Javon Verge. Thanks for joining us here. Stay with us. More of the WGNS Rutherford Issues program in just a moment.